The Ticket.
Michigan Insider Podcast is brought to you in part by defense attorney and WTKA legal insider Joe Simon. Find Joe at themichigandefenders.com.
And we are back here on the Michigan Insider Sports Talk 1050 WTKA online at WTKA.com. Sam Webb, Ira Wine, Matt the Miz Misler on the other side of the class. You threw me, Miz. You put up these win totals.
Mm-hmm.
Courtesy of William Hill, which has the Lions winning how many games next year, Miz?
William Hill has got the Lions with the same win amounts as the Houston Texans at 5 wins. So they're projecting them to go 5-12 because they're going 17 games next season.
I take it. Draft pick, baby. Draft pick. Hey, this is still the draft Olympics as far as I'm concerned. The Lions need to be picking high for a little while in order to get back to where they need to get to. Very interesting. What did you think about them letting Kenny Golladay go?
Well, I think the audio that we had played over and over and over again still applies, that they should have
paid that man his money.
And they didn't.
I thought so, too. I thought that he's maybe one of the only guys that Quinn Trisha got right.
Mm-hmm.
They sold out. The argument is he's not worth the money, especially considering what's in the draft this year. And it makes me think. So if letting Kenny Golladay go means that you're more likely to go receiver in the draft, which means you're more likely to stay away from Justin Fields. Let's do it. Cool. I'll pay that price. I'll pay that because I do not want them to draft Justin Fields. I thought with Golladay, if you had Golladay, then you put a guy like Devontae Smith on the other side of him, to have him work as a number two. See, I just feel like in this draft, I'm starting to look at Kyle Pitts as a number one.
Mm-hmm.
Just a guy that no matter what you do, that's gonna be you can bracket him, you can press him, you can play off. He's a guy that you're gonna have a problem stopping no matter what. That's how I'm starting to feel like Kyle Pitts could be that kind of guy. I feel like Ja'Marr Chase can be that kind of guy. I feel like those two guys are a slight cut above Devontae Smith and Jalen Waddle. Now, it may not work out to be that. That may not work out to be the case. Time will tell. But the draft prognosticators seem to think the same. Here's the problem. Kyle Pitts and Ja'Marr Chase very well could be off the board by the time the Lions pick. Now, if they are, Miz, would I be upset with them taking a Devontae Smith? No. I wouldn't be upset with them taking a Devontae Smith. I will feel like they drop down a slight notch, though. A slight notch. And there's reason to talk up Justin Fields for that reason, because now you hear some talk about Justin Fields going number three or number four.
Mm-hmm.
There's some intrigue there. So there's some mock drafts that have the first four picks being quarterbacks. That happens. The odds of Pitts or Ja'Marr Chase falling down increase. And then even if they are snatched up, you know who's there waiting at number seven? Penei Sewell. How would you like the opportunity to shore up your offensive line to get, a guy who could be a mainstay at the tackle position for you for the foreseeable? You got him on one side, you got Taylor Decker on the other side. Because you remember they went out and they signed, what's the guy's name? Vitae? Wasn't that his name?
Yeah, Vitae, yeah.
Yeah. How did that work out?
Didn't work out
that well, did it?
Not great, Bob. Not great.
That's terrible. I mean, the guy had gotten a lot of his experience, a lot of his run at guard. And that's the guy you signed to be your tackle. You gave him some You gave him some real loot too to get him over here. It's like, man, what are we doing? He's playing a lot of guard for the Eagles, and this is gonna be your tackle. All right. And of course, where does he wind up playing with the Lions? He winds up playing some guard. So here's the thing. Now, if there's a run on quarterbacks at the top, you can get either Ja'Marr Chase, Kyle Pitts, or Penei Sewell. I'm loving that. But that, of course, that means that you need probably Justin Fields. Someone to be sold on Justin Fields, or someone to be sold on Mac Jones. I think that most people, everyone has Trevor Lawrence going number one, right?
You can go ahead and put ink on that one right there.
Yeah, and that's despite his comments, right, about, you know, winning a Super Bowl. That's not the most important thing to him. He said something along those lines. Like, that's not good advertising, man. Not good advertisement. But you got Trevor Lawrence guaranteed to go number one. It seems like Zach Wilson's guaranteed to go number two. Number three is where things get interesting, because I've seen some mock drafts have Mac Jones there and his stock be really high for the 49ers. And then now you're starting to get some Justin Fields buzz, right? Mm-hmm. And then a lot of talk about Trey Lance going at number four. You know, maybe a trade up there. I know CBS had the Falcons trading up to number four to get Trey Lance. I like that. I like that, Miz, because if the Lions come out of this draft with Kyle Pitts, Ja'Marr Chase, or Penei Sewell, this is a win of a draft. A win of a draft. Now, not like I would be terribly disappointed if they come away with Devontae Smith. I just feel like he would have been a guy that I would be more excited about if you had Kenny Galladay on the other side.
Absolutely. I totally agree. I think, just the fact that they let Kenny slip, you know, and head out to the Meadowlands, kind of is, especially when you knew that, I mean, hell, the Quintricia was out of town even before any signing kind of broke through. So I was kind of shocked that hey, you know, Kenny, come on, why don't you sit down? Let's listen to what the new GM's got to say. Let's see what he's got to say, what he's got to offer you. And just like, deuces, I'm out. Sorry, I'm not dealing with it. But now he's got to deal with, what's his name? Jones to deal with as a quarterback, when you had someone that has been to the playoffs. You had someone that's been to the Super Bowl. Now, Sam, when you brought up Sewell, I think that we kind of did like a mock M zone draft a couple days ago, and we got stuck at number three and number four. Dennis and I think that it's Justin Fields going to San Francisco, and then Jamie thinks it's Mac Jones. I'm like, I don't understand where you're getting Mac Jones being that high up. I think
there's been a lot of buzz about Mac Jones. His quick release, they love his release. They love his ability to read defenses. Here's the knock. He doesn't have the escapability of any of those other guys we mentioned.
Right.
He's not running around like Trevor Lawrence or Zach Wilson. Definitely not Justin Fields or not Trey Lance. And so he's more of a pocket guy. Now, mm-hmm. Can he extend the play? You know, can he move his feet, reset, and deliver a football? I mean, he's shown the ability to do those things. You listen to NFL guys talk about it, it's like, man, you know, you're making it sound like the guy is a stick in the mud. He's not a stick in the mud. But compared to the other guys, he does not have the elusiveness that they do.
Right.
The escapability that they do. The other thing that they say about Mac Jones is, well, look at all that talent around him. I mean, he's throwing to Jalen Waddle, and he's throwing to Devontae Smith. And look at all of those NFL guys in front of him, and he's handing it off to Najee Harris. I mean, how could you not look good in that offense? But I mean, if you feel that way about Mac Jones, why wouldn't you feel that way about Justin Fields?
Right.
And not just on looking at Justin Fields, but look, any Ohio State quarterback that's come out over the last few years, How did Cardale Jones work out? I know he wasn't a first round pick, but how did that work out? And how did Dwayne Haskins, how did that work out? I just think that there, that offense, it just has not shown the ability to this point. And I'm talking about the Ohio State offense, has not shown the ability to this point to prepare their quarterbacks to enter the fray in the NFL with as much understanding when it comes to their read progressions as maybe some other quarterback. Now, it's exceedingly difficult. We've seen many quarterbacks fail, but it's conspicuous to me that we've seen every Ohio State quarterback fail. Mm-hmm. Now, and we can go back over it. We can make that a historical reference, but more relevant to this conversation is recently every Ohio State quarterback has failed. I'm not taking an Ohio State quarterback in the top 10, Miz. I'm not. I want them to. I want the 49ers to.
Mm-hmm.
The Lions, I'm avoiding it like the plague. So, and frankly, I don't care if it's Mac Jones or Justin Fields, whoever, as long as they're in the top four. And, you know, you got four quarterbacks going in the top six. That's all that you need to happen for the Lions to come out of this thing smelling great. That's what we need to happen.
Yeah, I've been kind of on the, you know, I don't think Chase is going to be available for the Lions. If Devontae Smith is there, I've been on the, you know, if he's there, take him. If Pitts is there, which, I mean, everyone is clamoring that he could be the, you know, you don't have to be a tight end. He could be that big wide receiver, how fast he is, and, you know, he's got the hands for it as well, too. I mean, hey, go for that. But at the same time, though, when you brought up Sewell, it's like, listen, how many times have we seen an offensive line just crumble in front of Matt Stafford? Now, I know that we got a different quarter, you know, the Lions got a different quarterback. But the one thing that kept Jared Goff from not being, you know, broken in half had been a really good offensive line. It seemed like with the Rams, they've always had great trench guys. Their offensive line and their defensive lines have been some of the best in the NFL. I would not be shocked if the Lions went with Sewell. I wouldn't be shocked that if he's available at 7, I should say, that they may go that way. Maybe they find a way to trade up and get themselves back in the discussion of another wide receiver or another good weapon where they can utilize, where Goff has someone to pass to instead of hand off to for 30, 40 times a game. But I think you do have to address that offensive line so you're not breaking Jared Goff, you know, three games into the season.
I'm going to say it one more time. If the Lions come out of this draft with Jamar Chase, Kyle Pitts, or Penei Sewell, you are winning. You are winning if you do that. You draft Justin Fields, it's a loss,
mm-hmm.
as far as I'm concerned. Now, you know, you're still doing well with Devontae Smith or Waddle. I haven't seen any mock drafts recently with like Micah Parsons up that high, but you had to like his pro day. But, you know, there's a cutoff to me. There's a cutoff to me at 7, provided four quarterbacks go in the top four. And quarterbacks are always going to be overvalued, right? It's the most important position on the field. The need is the majority of the NFL needs a quarterback. And so even if you feel like a guy is, you know, not the number three guy, you're going to find a team that is going to be willing to reach. And so you hope that one of those teams reaches, or two of those teams reach on a couple of quarterbacks that they feel. Because there's a line at the quarterback, too. There's Trevor Lawrence line, Zach Wilson line, right? Mm-hmm. That's how most of the pundits are framing it. And so those next three guys, you can – toss them in a hat, and different pundits are going to arrange them in a different order. You just hope that these teams, these NFL teams, between 3 and 6, draft a couple of those guys, and they have those guys in their order very high on their board. So
I just, will I just hope San Francisco doesn't listen to a guy that ran out the back of the end zone and cost the Lions an 0-16 season, you know? Don't listen to Danny Orlovsky, okay? He ran out the back of the end zone. Do you trust him? I wouldn't. Not me. No way.
I hear you, Biz. I trust you to get us to this break. We're going to come back on the other side and talk to our good friend, Matt Dejanovich. Before we do, let me let you guys know about a great opportunity. You want some great slow-smoked and tender baby back ribs, and you want them, you want the convenience of getting them in takeout fashion. That's where our friends at the Kitchen Door by Polo Fields, where they come in.
Mm-hmm.
Outstanding, outstanding option. Now, you guys know I've been touting the ribs for weeks now.
Mm-hmm.
They were my absolute favorite. Mm-hmm. Now I have a tie.
Oh,
now there's a tie. There's another menu item that I got to tell you about that you absolutely have to try. And you can do so by going to thekitchendoorannarbor.com. Again, thekitchendoorannarbor.com. Place your order. You pull right up, you know, and they'll bring the food right out to you. It's simple. You can call ahead, 734-998-1555. If you don't want to do it online, you can just place the phone call. And mention Michigan, by the way, and get 40% off those ribs. 734-998-1555. Pull on up. They'll bring the food right on out. 7 days a week, 11 a.m. until 9 p.m. Or, hey, if you don't call ahead or go on the website, you can pull in, call the number when you get there, place your order, they'll bring it out to you. Simple. But here is my new co-favorite.
What is
my
it?
My new co-favorite.
Tell me, Sam.
Prime rib sandwich, Miss. You got to try it. You got to try it. You got to try it. Loaded prime rib sandwich.
Oh, my.
Topped with onions, the horseradish cream, lettuce, tomato, sesame seed, Italian bread. It was terrific. Great option. And it's convenient. That's the other thing. It's the convenience of it. So, you know, I've been hesitant to call it takeout because normally when you think takeout, it's like drive-through stuff, right? You know, quick, fast, in a hurry. Kitchen Door by Polo Fields. This is the food that they normally prepare that you can get with the convenience of, hey, call ahead. They'll have it ready when you get there. Go online, place your order. They'll have it ready when you get there. You cannot beat it. Go to thekitchendoorannarbor.com or call 734-998-1555. That's 7 days a week, 11 a.m. until 9 p.m. We got to get to a break. Be back on the other side here on the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050 WTK, The Ticket.